We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Adam, we have
breaking news.
We don't have the details on what specifically they've given up, but the Browns will be trading a 2018 draft pick and a 2019 draft pick. We don't know what round yet. For Jarvis Landry of the Miami Dolphins, that according to Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter, apparently they are working on a new contract for Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry was set to become a free agent this year. They franchise tagged him, and now they're apparently working on a long-term contract extension. Dustin, I love it. We're going to bring in Bo to join us on the conversation in just a sec. I love this move. If they give up a first-round pick, I won't be happy about it. As long as they didn't do that.
I got to think, Bull, that
I can't imagine
the Browns wouldn't have done that.
No.
I mean, what do you think it cost? I mean, they have 3 second-round picks.
I don't know. Let's bring in Bo to join us here. Bo Bishop is with us. What's up, Bo?
Man.
Welcome to Breaking News. How about that?
It's a haymaker on a Friday afternoon.
Yes, it is, man. Absolutely.
I love it.
Well, you hit on it, though, guys, isn't it? It's what's the pick, right? Like, what do we give up? That's what it's all about. Like, I hope it's not, you know, that first number two. I hope it's not that. But, boy, do you want to talk about going for it. You know, you guys do such a great job on the show. The way you've discussed this. I love the Cosell stuff this week. I mean, people are getting smarter listening to your show about football, but
the stuff
that we've all talked about is all of this capital. How do you put it to use? Like, you've accumulated all of it. Now, what's the best possible way to use it?
That's right.
And that's what this stuff's for. And I think in this town, we fall in love with draft pick because it's our Super Bowl. It's all we have, right? We don't have anything else.
That's right.
We fall in love with assets and picks and nonsense. Like, this dude's a football player, man. Like, if you could get a football player, and it's a 2 this year and a 2 next year, who cares? You're not going to do better at 33 than Jarvis Landry.
No. And Jarvis Landry was 17th in the NFL in receiving yards last year. He was tied for 4th in touchdowns last year. And he was number 1 in receptions. You know, he's a reliable guy. You know, he doesn't have a huge, you know, yards per catch. But this guy's a reliable, good receiver. I think Bo, you know, he's not one of the elite receivers, but there's only about 6 elite receivers. Six, maybe 8. He's in that next group. I mean, he is a clear, you know, very, very good wide receiver, no doubt.
And don't you think that the other thing that this does is it allows for you to do other things, all right? So now, you know, you have him and you have now Josh Gordon, right? Oh, well, okay, that's pretty legitimate. That's a legitimate NFL receiving core right there. I mean, that's a 1 and a 1A. Okay, now let's say at 1 and 4, we get you're going to get one of the 3 quarterbacks at 1, whether it's Mayfield, Rosen, Darnold. It's up to them to decide who's best. They pick who's best at 1. And at 4, let's say you get Minka Fitzpatrick. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about changing. I did a show with Dustin a couple weeks ago, and we were saying, boy, you could go from 0-16 to 7-9, 8-8 in the snap of a finger if this is done right.
Hey, Bo,
wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, if they get the right quarterback in the draft, there's no reason in 2 years, if they're smart in free agency, making smart moves like this, and they get the quarterback right, there's no reason they can't be in the playoffs in 2 years.
Bull, you have a shot at it next year if you get the right quarterback. I mean, honestly, like if whoever they get in free, you know, I mean, you don't know. They still have all this money to spend. I mean, this thing can happen so quickly.
Yeah.
It goes back to, you know, the one thing that we all, you know, I don't know if anybody really understood, but how much it sucks to win one game in 2 years. Like, the wear and tear of winning one game in 2 years. But the plan was a good plan because look where you're at. You were in a position now to change the face, really make change, significant, long-lasting change. God willing, John Dorsey knows what he's doing, because you're in a position now to where you can change this franchise, not just for a couple of years, but forever.
This guy caught 112 passes last year.
All right, here we go, guys. Jarvis Landry's 25. Yeah.
God, he's 25. Because, he's a three-time Pro Bowler. He's got 400 catches in 4 years.
Here you go.
He's averaging 100 catches a year.
I'll give you his averages and his full averages. 4 years in the NFL, okay? He's 25 years old. He'll turn 26 around Thanksgiving. He's averaged in four NFL seasons without a particularly good quarterback, with average or below quarterback play, he's averaged 100 receptions, 1,009 yards, and 5.5 touchdowns. Again, 100, 1,009, 5.5 with average or below quarterback play in 4 years. That's pretty good.
With average or below quarterback play,
yeah.
Without ever a great running game,
yep.
And without anybody in the same vicinity as Josh Gordon opposite him.
He's been the Pro Bowl the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this would be a big time move, boys.
Huge move, yes. Browns fans.
Big time. You got to be Browns fans. Got to be so excited.
We're
this
back,
is the
baby.
First thing to be excited about in a while.
Absolutely.
Still got a ton of work to do, as we all know. They got to get the quarterback right, or this is not going to matter in the long run. But this is a great first step for John Dorsey. What a way to announce himself with authority, Bo.
Oh, absolutely. And guys, I'm curious. Do you think that this changes? You know, I've seen all the stuff with Cousins or Jets or Vikings or whatever, four teams not visiting. Like, does this change that? Like, if you have Jarvis Landry and Josh Gordon, like, does that change? Can you get into the Cousins Derby?
I think they should, too.
You're in a position where, you know, we've been in the dark ages, and everybody, you know, it's content. So you see all these reports and these four finalists and all this. Well, this is a pretty big game changer, right? I mean, the Cleveland Browns.
Big time.
I mean, does this bring Joe Thomas back? Does that help bring him back? I mean, this could set off a chain reaction.
I bet you right now, Bo,
that are positive.
I bet you right now the Browns are getting calls for season tickets. A move like this.
Justin, what do we say? Like, remember we were talking. Like I said, you know, people. I don't want Kirk Cousins. He's not Tom Brady. I'm going. You're starving, and you're turning down a grade A. You know, a T-bone because you're waiting for a 40-day age.
Some people, people are crazy. We had people the other day saying they wouldn't trade picks 1 and 4 in the draft for Russell Wilson. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. It's hard because, and again, guys, that goes back to you guys do a daily show. You know that the currency in this town is draft picks, and we overvalue them to such a degree because we think that it's always the thing that's going to save us. You know, there are moves that John Dorsey can make, and this appears to be one. That are legitimate, and they are game-change moves, and they're more valuable than any pick could be. I mean, there's not a receiver in this draft that's Jarvis Landry.
No, and if Josh Gordon could ever stay out of trouble and get back to what he was before a few years ago, if you have Josh Gordon up top, Jarvis Landry underneath, I mean, it's really a perfect combination, those two guys, if Josh Gordon can stay on the straight and narrow. Perfect.
And continue to paint the picture, Dustin. Think about this. Mm-hmm. Joe Thomas comes back at left tackle. If you can get that done, and I don't know what that is. You guys know more than me. But if you could get him back at left tackle, if you didn't have to address quarterback at one, what if you didn't? Like, what if you were able to get in the Cousins Derby and you didn't have to address quarterback at one? You were at Saquon Barkley, Minka Fitzpatrick at 1 and 4. Let's just say, we're just having fun doing radio on a Friday. I'm about ready to have a cocktail, so we can just make things up. But the point is this could set off a chain of events, right? That changes the direction of a franchise. This is a big-time receiver that you've got because you had the assets to do it, and it can change the way that people view your franchise. I mean, that would be an exciting offense, I would think, with Landry, Gordon, Saquon Barkley.
Connor Orr just tweeted this. He says, here's your 2018 Browns. Imagine this, right? Quarterback, Cousins/McCarron. Running back Duke Johnson. Running back Saquon Barkley. Receiver Josh Gordon. Receiver Jarvis Landry. Receiver Corey Coleman. And tight end David Njoku.
I'm excited about all of that except for Corey Coleman. I don't think Corey Coleman's any good, but the rest is great.
He's third receiver.
Right, I'm with you, Bull, on that.
Yeah.
But do you like that? Like, is that something that would interest you?
Love the rest.
Would you be interested in that?
Without a doubt.
Good times, boys. Yeah. Drink the good bourbon tonight.
This is great. All right. In honor, speaking of which, of the Browns making a big move here, which will become official on Wednesday, what are you drinking to celebrate the Jarvis Landry acquisition there, Bo?
Oh, my gosh. Well, what I will be drinking tonight will be some of Colonel Blanton's finest. I mean, it's the most dignified bottle in bourbon. So I will be drinking that neat if this deal goes through. I have acquired several bottles over the year, and I will be partaking in a little bit of that tonight. That's how I would celebrate. It's the most regal of all bourbon bottles.
There you go.
Guys, we have a tweet. We have a tweet from Jarvis Landry.
Oh, what'd he say?
Y'all better understand.
Uh-oh.
Expletive. About to get serious. On my mama. That's a big deal right there.
I don't even know what he said.
Can you
but
translate that? I don't even know what that means.
Y'all better understand. Crap about to get serious. He didn't say crap.
That's an amazing tweet.
About to get serious.
On my mama. On my mama.
About to get serious, Bo. All right, Bo. Go home and get serious right now.
Well, I'm gonna go have a cocktail and listen to you guys continue to hash this out. Good
Appreciate
show.
It.
Early
Thanks,
for a
Bo.
Cocktail on a Friday, huh, Bo?
Hey, you got to start early.
No kiddos
sometimes.
Tonight, huh?
We'll see if I can hide in an office or something.
Yeah.
See you,
Bo. We appreciate it,
see
man.
You,
we get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.